The Last Kids on Earth and their superhero alter egos are back in the latest installment of the graphic novel spinoff series, The Last Comics on Earth, Too Many Villains. Jack, June, Quint, and Dirk face their biggest challenge yet, creating the sequel to their hit graphic novel in a mad dash, puzzle-filled race across Apocalyptia to stop the biggest evil plan in history. Hey, you know what the creators of Last Comics on Earth's evil plan is? Make me and my kids love these books. Seriously, my younger kid is a huge fan of both the Last Kids series and the Last Comic series.
It's true.
And now I'm hooked too. The whole team has created a delightful cast of characters with some fantastic kid-friendly art throughout that will appeal to readers of all ages. Buy your copy of The Last Comics on Earth in stores today. You can also visit lastkidsonearth.com to learn more. Radiant Black splitting into two series. Kid Venom getting collected. AI under fire by comic creators. This is Comic Book Club News for October 3rd, 2023. Image Comics Radiant Black number 24 presented fans with a classic call-in vote choice. Which character should be Radiant Black going forward? Issue number 25 released two variants, one with the character Marshall taking on the mantle, the other with Nathan becoming Radiant Black. However, in a move that conclusively proves voting doesn't matter, Radiant Black will be splitting into two series starting later this month, with the release of Radiant Black number 26 and Radiant Black number 26.5. One issue will follow Marshall, the other, Nathan. Said writer Kyle Higgins on the move via press release, quote, "The Catalyst War is the most ambitious story that I have ever been a part of. This is a story that we've been building up over 2 years. An event told across timelines featuring two different art teams telling two different stories each month. Both timelines are integral to the event. The different choices that Marshall and Nathan make and how they impact their respective worlds is at the center of what the Catalyst War is about. And by the end of issue 30.5, you will learn who won the vote and who will be Radiant Black going forward. That is, if either of them survives." Though no release date has been announced as of yet for Radiant Black number 30 or number 30.5, if the schedule holds, they should hit in February. And Image Comics promises fans that it will hit them with, quote, "another jaw-dropping plot twist. Is it that democracy is a joke and anarchy is the only option? To the streets, comrades! The Radiant Blacks, Radiance Black, will hit stores on October 25th. What's the opposite of one series splitting into two? How about four stories getting collected into one volume? The four parts of Taigami's Kid Venom story that has been running as a backup in the Death of Venomverse series will be collected into one issue next January. Kintaro, a teenager living in 10th century Japan, joins with a symbiote named Clinter and fights Carnage as part of the Death of Venomverse storyline. The collected volume will include all four parts of this story, as well as behind-the-scenes designs and teases about what's coming up for Kid Venom. Taigami actually created Kid Venom as part of a contest held by Marvel and Shonen Magazine in 2018. Now that Kid Venom is officially part of the canon, said the creator, quote, "It is an honor. I was a big fan of the Marvel Universe since I was in school, so this feels unreal that the characters and the stories that I came up with are in that universe, and I still can't believe it." Kid Venom hits stores on January 3rd. Can AI, which steals art from real artists and remixes it into something that looks awful, make comic book art? That's the question that arose online when 1X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, user, posted a few panels of what they claimed was an AI-created Batman comic. Said the user, who pays for the platform so you already know they're a tool, quote, "OpenAI's latest image generation model, DALL-E 3, makes it so easy to create comic books. Here are four panels for a fan made Batman comic made in under 5 minutes. The panels in question clearly steal art from Mike Allred, Brian Boland, and others, and look like absolute gobbledygook nonsense. But are they art? Comic creators online seem to correctly not think so. Said writer-artist Tim Seeley, quote, AI makes terrible comics because comics rely on the relationship between the cartoonist and reader, over not only what is shown, but what isn't. The AI puts nothing in the gutter. It just steals separate images. Collage, not comics. Lock and Key artist Gabriel Rodriguez was even harsher, stating, quote, if an AI-generated comic, illustration, song, or movie is the same to you as one created by humans, it probably means you never cared about art, stories, or music and what sharing creative crafts is about. Seeley and Rodriguez are far from the only creators speaking out about this, and assuredly not the last. But who would you side with? The creators of some of the most beloved comic books of all time? Or a guy who pays $84 a year to a transphobic billionaire? I know which side I'm on. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And is taking other people's stories and press releases and repurposing them into a news rundown podcast art? We'll discuss that next time. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.